We are looking at a situation, a sunny Friday afternoon. Many people will be like posing the idea of going to the beach for a walk in the afternoon or over the weekend, depending on the weather forecast. But the toilets, as is now, have not been maintained all week. So they're almost at a stage where they're about to start overflowing. They're unclean and they're unkept. So any further use as people start to come is going to make this obviously a bigger issue, and we're going to potentially be facing what we've faced in past weeks where we have raw sewage running out onto the council car park or running out onto the surf club car park, which as we've seen over the past few months. So we need the maintenance here. We need the contract which is in place to be fulfilled and for the council to seek to do that.
Fine Gael councillor Barry Sweeney would have the opinion that the contractor is set to maintain the portable toilets about four times a week, and then he also mentioned that lifeguards will be able to help out once they're in situ in June, and he was really confident that this plan as an all-rounder would solve the issues faced at the portable toilets in Rossnaula. What's your opinion on that?
What we've had over the past number of months is excellent engagement really from all of the councillors about the toilets. And they have sought to get in, you know, extra plumbed in portaloos and to talk to us about the issues. But what is concerning us is that that we're almost being told that we're putting Rossnaula in a bad light by talking about it, but that's not really the issue that's putting Rossnaula in a bad light. The issue that's putting Rossnaula in a bad light is the fact that we have inadequate facilities and have done for so many years. This topic comes up time and time again on the council's agenda, and we need the council to move forward with that motion that Councillor Mickey McMahon brought through in March to have purpose-built toilets in the council car park. And I know that they are committed to trying to do that, but they need to focus their energies on that and realise that when people are using toilets, they're going to need maintained. And the great thing about it is that people love Rossnaula. People come to Rossnaula. We welcome people coming to Rossnaula. But we need the councils to facilitate that tourism in the area.